Okay, now I'm joined in studio eventually by Grace Willentz and Peg McManus. And Grace is the Near FM Intercultural Coordinator, and Peg is from the Intercultural Group. And okay, what's coming up on Culture Shots?
Yes, well, thanks for having us in today, Pat. On Monday, we've got a program going out for International Women's Day. We played a little bit of it yesterday on Northside Today as a kind of teaser for Monday's program. But it features a few interesting pieces. One is an interview with Ifra Ahmed, who's a campaigner against female genital mutilation, also known as FGM, in Ireland. And we also talked to Mairead Cullen, who recently made a radio documentary funded by the Simon Cumbers Media Fund about alternative rite of passage ceremonies that are kind of replacing FGM in Londiani, Kenya.
Can you just explain that a little bit to us?
FGM?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And is it happening in Ireland? Is that the implication?
Well, I have to tell you,
Peg, yeah.
I was so surprised and shocked. I said to myself, that's happening in some other part of the world, but it actually happens in Ireland.
Right. There are incidences of it being documented, are there?
Yeah, they estimate that more than 3,000 women in Ireland have undergone FGM. And this would largely be in migrant communities. And from my understanding, they're not, like, it would be illegal for it to be taking place here.
Yeah.
But a lot of groups are pushing for legislation that would specifically say it's illegal to remove a woman or a girl from the country for the purposes of mutilation. So people have been campaigning for quite a long time for this legislation to come in. And I think, I mean, this may be sort of the drier, more boring side of it, but the fact remains that the Offences Against the Person Act, which would make FGM illegal, has a clause of culture. And that's why this issue becomes very difficult, is that there's a defense of culture. You can say this is a cultural tradition, this is our cultural tradition, what right have you to intervene? And I think a lot of women and girls are standing up and campaigning and saying, you know, no cultural, you can't hide behind culture to justify violating.
Sorry, I'm not clear. Are you saying, you're saying you're going to try and promote a law so that people wouldn't be taken out of Ireland for this to happen? But is it actually happening in Ireland?
I think, from what I understand from the interviews, most of the cases that are happening outside of Ireland.
Right.
And, like, the United Kingdom has been really successful in putting through a law that says, if you do this, you can be... It's criminalised in our country to remove a woman from the country. Like, here, if somebody were to know about, say, a place that's practicing FGM in Dublin,
yes,
it would be closed down in a second because it's illegal here.
But I wonder would that information become known to the authorities if that were the case, because of the fact that, as you say, culturally, it's not really in the public domain. When these things happen, that's why. Because I was about to ask you, where does the data come from to say there were such high numbers of? You mentioned 3,000. Mm. Where does the data come from if the thing is being kept so secretive, so to speak?
It would come several places. Akid has been doing work on this for a long time. I just intended to tell you about the program, but my knowledge on this
is
sort of
news. Because it's a human dilemma that we're all interested in.
But before I go on, I just want to say that I'm not actually an expert on this.
Okay.
And if you want to talk more about it, you should definitely approach Salome from Akidwa. But from my understanding, the numbers come from, one, them working to destigmatize this and to holding workshops with women and actually getting their stories and finding out why this is going on. And two, I think, from medical professionals. A few years ago, I believe, especially in the Rotunda, they were getting high numbers of women who would come in for their to have their baby because they were going into labor, and the doctor would realize that they were sewn up and they had to be emergency opened in order to, or an emergency cesarean section. And so I think they were learning from those cases that, okay, we have to look into this, we have to document numbers, medical professionals have to be aware that if women are from certain countries, you know, extra questions need to be asked. You need to assess whether or not this is a concern or a risk.
Do you know what I'm interested, though, as well? You have said there's somebody else talking about alternative rituals to celebrate.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what seems very shocking to us would have been at some time kind of a normal part of a rite of passage.
Mm-hmm.
And very sacred to people. It's all very well for us sitting here saying that. Mm. So I suppose in a way it's important to replace that with something.
Mm.
And is that what they're doing at the moment? Yours?
Yeah. In Owen's interview he speaks to Mairead Cullen, who I think used to be a CE worker here. And she was funded by the Simon Cumbers Media Fund to go to Kenya and interview them about this exact thing and sort of, you know, is there a way to have the ritual and all the celebrations that go with it minus...
Without the barbarity of it, yeah.
Minus the act of violence, basically. So I think...
And is that a possibility? Is it happening?
I mean, I think this is the way social change happens. On the one hand, you have people advocating in the Dáil to politicians saying we need legislation, and then you have people on the ground who are going... look, can we as communities and community leaders start condemning this and maybe perhaps coming up with something else? And I think this is something we learn a lot in culture shots. You know, with replacing a ritual, what you're really doing is admitting to the fact that culture is not fixed. It changes all the time. And I think sometimes, you know, we hide behind culture because we're afraid of change and transition and the rest. But, you know, really, culture is as fluid as... You know?
Well, I hope so. I mean, because one of the things that I always thought about, and it might seem it's not relevant, but to me it was very relevant. I mean, for instance, my brother-in-law was a priest, and they would go out to, say, Nigeria, and they would almost impose a culture on a people. So, I mean, I think we have to be very mindful when we're saying, oh, that's shocking, that's awful, and it is. But that is part of their culture, and that we don't impose something else on them. I just think that's so important.
Yeah, I think change has to come from within communities.
From within.
But you also have to condemn
violence. No, I agree. I agree with that. But it has to then come from their own. They have to see that it's barbaric.
Yeah.
They themselves have to do it
in the
with
same
support.
Way that we've had to realize, say, in terms of the Magdalen Laundries or Guantanamo Bay or anything else.
Absolutely. I mean, sure, women were just trotted off to their babies taken, all of that, and we thought that was okay. So it's a question of gradual exposure, maybe, or other ideas, or, and change is from within, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'd all agree with that, wouldn't we?
I think it's a very difficult balance to get, you know, between respecting culture and also not using culture as a defense for harming someone. But, yeah, they're hairy issues. But I think the program on Monday really celebrates that a lot of the answers to gender inequality can come from women themselves. They're coming up with the ideas to solve the problems that they face, and they should be listened to.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'd all agree with that, too.
I hope so.
So what else, Grace, is happening in the...
With
culture shots.
So the team has just done an amazing job. It's a fantastic group. And tomorrow we're going to go out for a cultural trip. We're going to go to Holi, which is a South Asian or Indian festival of colors. And apparently part of the day involves throwing paint on people. So I think I'm going to wear a bin liner over my clothes or something.
Where is that happening?
It's on at the National Show Centre, Clocharan.
Clochran,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's just up off the Sarge Road, I believe, yes.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, keeping it north side, keeping it real.
Yeah. And how... Now just this is just logistically, how do you propose to get there? You're not driving, it's... Is it on a bus route, you know? Have you planned how you're going to...
A couple people are driving. I might... The bus has gotten that expensive that I might just, if I can get a six-seater taxi, just pop everybody in and drive out there.
That'd work, yeah. And is it an all-day event?
It is. It's 12 noon to 6 p.m. And I believe information about it has been going out on the community notice board all week.
Right.
So it should be fun. If you want to come and join us, please do.
Tomorrow.
we'll save you an extra bin liner so you can...
And what about food? I'm always interested in that aspect of anything like that goes on. Will there be... You'll be able to taste some of the food and stuff?
Yeah, there's like a crafts fair and a food fair. So I'd say we'll do our fair share of eating.
Okay.
Very good. Yeah.
I'm just diverting a bit, but I was in India and I was actually in a place where they were doing that celebration, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
And we were standing in the street and our faces, they just literally painted our faces with that, and we were black and red and green and our hair, and we came out coloured from head to toe.
Great fun, though.
It was
great fun,
absolutely marvellous.
Yeah.
I totally enjoyed it.
Great stuff. Brilliant. I'd say that was something to really experience. Yeah.
Yes. I don't know if the Northsiders will take to it very well, but there you go.
They may not have any choice.
They probably won't.
Don't tell them what's going
to happen. Mind you, they can give as good as they get.
I bet they
can. So that'll be it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, is that it now?
Unless there's anything else you want to ask about.
Well, we're moving on, actually. I'm just watching the clock here. Okay. We've nearly got a tight.
I've always got more stories about the entertaining trials and tribulations and culture shots. But, this was great for today, Pat. Thanks for having us.
Okay, well, we'll be back next week. Noel will be back, hopefully. He'll get over his illness, hopefully.
Oh, please, all right.
Okay, we're going to have to take a break soon. That was Grace Willents and Peg McManus. Thanks very much to the both of them for coming in and talking to me about culture shots. Okay.
Thanks.